Pig City by Lewis Sacker. Read by Jennifer Woodward. Part 1. The Treasures of Pig City. 1. Laura. It all started with a hat. Laura was at a garage sale with her friends, Tiffany and Allison.
"Ew, don't put that on your head," said Allison. "You don't know where it's been. It might have lice."
Laura hesitated a moment, then put it on her head. She realized Allison might be right, but she also thought it was a tacky thing to say in front of the man who used to wear it. Anyway, the man was bald, so how could he have lice?
"How much?" she asked.
The bald man smiled. He was missing a front tooth.
"Well, it was $1," he said. "But since you're so pretty, you can have it for 50 cents.
It was a red cap with a blue brim. In silver letters above the brim were the words, "Pig City." It fit snug, but not too tight over her long brown hair.
"What do you think?" she asked her friends.
Tiffany looked up from a box of records and laughed.
"It's cute," she said.
"Everything looks cute on you, Laura," Allison agreed.
Laura bought the cap, but she insisted on paying the original price, $1. She didn't think she should get it any cheaper just because she was pretty.
"What does Pig City mean?"
Tiffany asked the man. He didn't answer. He just winked at her. Laura knew her parents wouldn't like the cap. They never liked any clothes she bought at garage sales. They couldn't understand why she'd want...